Africa will face co-host New Zealand Tuesday in the first semi-final at the Cricket World Cup. The clash at Eden Park in Auckland is a rematch of an ugly 2011 World Cup quarterfinal in Dhaka, Bangladesh. A verbal altercation between players from both teams escalated to an angry shoving match before New Zealand scored a 49-run victory. At a news conference in Auckland, New Zealand captain Brendan McCullum reflected on their tempestuous 2011 World Cup encounter.
South Africa's a very good team. We obviously had a bit of a stoush with them 4 years ago. I think both teams have grown up immensely in that time, and we're different teams and play the game in different spirit. And I would expect us to go out there and focus purely on displaying our skills, trying to be as good as what we can with ball, bat and in the field. And leaving nothing out there in terms of our heart and our soul and trying to be as desperate as we can. Verbals are not how we want to play the game. Other teams do like that sort of thing, but that's, for us, we're not good enough to be, have that as our focus. We need to make sure that we're respectful of the game and go about our work.
New Zealand cricket captain Brendan McCullum. Meanwhile, South Africa's captain AB de Villiers also looked back on that 2011 game.
We definitely learned some valuable lessons in that game. I was personally very disappointed with that loss. But having looked back now and reflected, I don't think anything over 230 has ever been chased down here in our ODI. So it's maybe not a bad thing to know there's little things going into semi-finals, the way to go about it, not to panic when you lose a couple of wickets early or vice, whatever happens. There's no need to panic, that you can always find your way back on this field and can keep fighting right till the end, you're never out of it.
South Africa is coming off a 9-wicket victory over Sri Lanka in the Cricket World Cup quarterfinals. During the group stage, the Proteas of South Africa posted 4 wins and had losses to Pakistan and defending champion India. Once again, team captain AB de Villiers.
I don't feel proud of the 2 losses in the group stages. The nice thing is that it's something of the past, and we found ourselves in the semi-final of a World Cup, having played a really good game in the quarters. So there's a lot of confidence behind us. I feel the team is in a really good space at a really good time. So we've got a lot of reason to be confident for tomorrow's game.
The winner of Tuesday's game between South Africa and co-host New Zealand will advance to their first Cricket World Cup final on March 29th in Melbourne, Australia. The Aussies will play India in the other semi-final on Thursday in Sydney. In African youth football, here's a sunny side of sports salute to the Flying Eagles of Nigeria, who won their record-extending 7th African Under-20 title Sunday with a 1-0 win over host Senegal in Dakar. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma has that story as well as other sports news.
A 17th-minute goal by midfielder Bernard Bulbwa powered Nigeria to a 1-0 triumph over hosts Senegal at the Africa Under-20 Championships in Dakar on Sunday. Earlier on, Ghana beat Mali 3-1 in the bronze medal playoff. And Nigeria, Senegal, Ghana and Mali represent Africa at the FIFA Under-20 World Cup in New Zealand later this year. Turning to basketball, Nigeria beat Mozambique 72-59 to win the men's Four Nations Basketball Challenge in Johannesburg, South Africa on Sunday. Earlier on, South Africa outplayed Kenya 87-64 to claim the bronze medal. Staying in Johannesburg, Nigerian captain and former professional with Seattle Supersonics, Orlando Magic and Atlanta Hawks in the American NBA, Olumide Oyedeji, was crowned the most valuable player in the final. Oyedeji urges the Nigerian government to support Nigeria's Olympic Dream Team.
Well, I mean, it was all about team effort. It was a great game. It was a great feeling, and it was really, really, really great. So I want to say thank you to my team and everybody.
You met the Mozambicans in the finals of the All-Africa Games. Your comparison of that team and today?
Well, I mean, probably I'm a Mozambique. They're a very tough team. As I said, I'm going to give kudos. I mean, to give her the tough game. To give her, that was a good match. I mean, they play hard. I mean, my teammate, we came back. We fought. I mean, we stayed together. We get together. And we pulled the game up. So it was a great game. And
what do you feel should be done to uplift basketball in Africa?
Oh, well, brother, it's all about awareness, more sponsorship, corporate sponsor, more awareness. I think basketball is really growing in Africa. We have a lot of African descendant and origin that plays in the NBA. So it was a great thing. So hopefully we can continue. We can base on this. We can build on this. And then we can move forward and make basketball one of the greatest sports in Africa.
Going forward, you are the defending champions of All-Africa Games and also preparing for the Afro Basketball. What do you think Nigeria's chances are, given that they are the team to beat at All-Africa Games and you want to go to the Olympics?
Well, I probably definitely want to pick the solo Olympic ticket. I mean, I don't want to go to Olympic qualifier. I want to pick the ticket by winning the Afro Basket. I don't want to win all African games as well. So, I mean, hopefully we can get our team together, we can get our players together, we stay together, practice, we have fun, because the funds have been the most difficult thing in Africa, particularly in Nigeria. So hopefully we can get funds from our poor ministry, from the government, we can put team together and we can start early preparation and make things go well.
That was Olumide Oyedeji, Nigeria men's basketball team captain, speaking in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Because this is Africa. Time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Because
this is Africa.
Joining us now with a package of African football news is the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot, on the spot at Adeyemi.
Good evening, Africa. Nigeria's Dolphins Football Club is still reeling from its disqualification from the 2015 Africa Confederation Cup. The football club, which is based in Nigeria's oil city of Port Harcourt, was kicked out of the competition on Thursday after it arrived late for its first-round first-leg match against host Club Africain of Tunisia on March 14th. African soccer's governing body, CAF, awarded the match to Club Africain, which has now qualified for the second round of the club football competition. Well, the Rivers government, owners of Dolphins Football Club, has formally reacted to the CAF decision. Commissioner for Sports, Freddy Gwe, says the committee inaugurated on Friday will probe the disqualification.
We, as a ministry, we have decided that we will not let it lie low, neither are we going to just allow the matter pass without some form of action. But before we take any action, it will be necessary for us to know exactly what transpired, exactly why they were not able to keep or to honor their international assignment. And so as a responsible ministry, we decided to set up a committee that will investigate circumstances surrounding their inability or failure to honor the match that led to their being walked over.
That was the Rivers State Commissioner for Sports, Freddy Gwe, speaking on the Dolphins' disqualification from the 2015 CAF Confederation Cup. Many thanks to reporter Tony Tamuno in Port Harcourt for the audio. Staying with African football, Zimbabwe has assured that it will fulfill its African football fixtures despite a cash crunch that has triggered its disqualification from the 2018 FIFA World Cup. The Zimbabwe Football Association said the country will honor its engagements in the All-Africa Games and the CAF Under-23 Championships. Last week, Zimbabwe was dropped as an entrant to the 2018 World Cup African Zone draw in Russia after failing to pay the money owed to a former coach. Coach Valinho from Brazil led the Zimbabwean national team for most of 2008, and Zimbabwe admits it's been owed $67,000 in salaries and allowances. After missing various deadlines set by FIFA to pay the coach, Zimbabwe was expelled from the World Cup. But the Southern African country said it had not abandoned hope of paying the coach and getting back into the World Cup draw. In more African football news, the Egyptian Premier League will resume on March 30th behind closed doors. The league, as well as other football competitions, had been frozen since February 8th, when 20 Zamalek supporters were killed after the police used tear gas to disperse a crowd of fans who were attempting to enter the stadium ahead of a league match with MP. Most of the Premier League games have been played behind closed doors since February 2012, when over 70 Al Ahly fans were killed after being attacked by Al Masry fans in Port Said Stadium during a league match. Meanwhile, former Sierra Leone head coach John McKinstry has been named the new coach of Rwanda's national football team, known as the Amavubi Stars. Irishman McKinstry replaces Stephen Constantine, who resigned in January. Despite the appointment of a new coach, interim coach Lee Johnson will preside over the March 29 friendly against Zambia in Lusaka. Johnson has already named the 26-man squad for the match. Talking about the appointment of a new coach, Senegal Football Association President Augustin Senghor has unveiled Aliou Cisse as the new coach of the country's national football team. The former international takes over from Alain Jaurès, who did not renew his contract. Cisse has already recalled Demba Ba for the team's friendly against Ghana next Saturday, and Uganda may have replaced Bolivia in the football friendly. According to the football website goal.com, Nigerian football officials said the Super Eagles will now play against the Cranes of Uganda in the southern city of Uyo on Wednesday. The game will be played earlier than scheduled to allow fans to travel ahead of Saturday's presidential elections in Nigeria. Bolivia pulled out of a previously scheduled match against Nigeria, citing civil unrest in the West African nation, perhaps an apparent reference to the Boko Haram insurgency. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thanks, Segun. Finally, here's another Sunny Side of Sports salute to Johannesburg-born Steve Nash, one of basketball's greatest ever point guards, who announced his retirement over the weekend. The 41-year-old Nash is a two-time NBA